When people talk about prime landed estate in Singapore, I'm very sure places like Bukit Timah, Serangoon Garden to East Coast often come to the mind of most Singaporeans. But quietly tucked away in the eastern part of Singapore lies Pasir Ris Beach Park, a 999 years leasehold landed enclave that is still surprisingly under the radar. Today, you all what? I'm going to share a landed lobang here with you. Just located minutes away from Pasir Ris Beach and the scenic Pasir Ris Park, these 400 plus landed properties lie mainly with spacious terrace house and semi-detached homes. Pasir Ris Beach Park offers a rare blend of tranquil seaside living and the added convenience of a heartland living environment. Unlike newer leasehold projects, homeowners here enjoy the lasting value of a near freehold tenure, a significant advantage for long-term capital preservation, especially when most condos today are on 99 years leasehold. Here, let us take a look at some of the most recent transactions. For the terrace house that measures a cool 2,400 square feet, this is pretty spacious in my opinion. It was recently transacted for $3.75 million or $1,005 per square feet. For the semi-detached home that measures close to 4,000 square feet, it was sold for $5 million or around $1,002 per square feet. If we look into the PSF, it seems reasonable in today's standard. Most freehold inter-terrace in the east would have easily crossed the 2,000 per square feet mark. However, if you have bought any terrace house here last year, you all what? They only cost less than $2.3 million or only $864 per square feet. Seriously, with the upcoming EC next to Downtown East going for easily $1,007 per square feet upwards, these kind of prices don't even need to think too much. What makes Pasir Ris Beach Park even more appealing is connectivity. The upcoming Elias MRT station on the Cross Island Line will soon provide direct train access to key destinations like Punggol, Hougang, and Ang Mo Kio, enhancing accessibility and boosting property value in the area. I'm very sure when the station is slated for completion in 2032, prices will have easily gathered forward by another 20-30%. For family who love landed living, space and close to the beach, mai tu liao.